Now I would like to take the opportunity to invite Dr. Kurt Anderson to say a few words. Dr. Kurt Anderson is a leader in Abrahamic studies. He has done his PhD from University of Basel, Switzerland. Please join me to welcome Dr. Kurt Anderson.
Thank you very much. And, you know, we begin with acknowledging that God is alone the all-merciful and the almighty. And we worship him. And far more important than protecting ourselves, Allah protects us. And Allah's will advance in the world. And we must not doubt that. However much we might see very fearful, horrible things, Allah is aware of all of that, as we know. And he works beyond all of that, as we know, from the scriptures. I appreciated so much the previous speaker emphasizing a scriptural society. And I think before we go much further, I would like to just read a couple of passages of scripture. First of all, thinking of 1979 and the very special role that Surah 110 occupied in Surat al-Nasr and in the events of that year in Iran. When comes the help of Allah and the victory, and you see the people entering into the religion of Allah in multitudes, then glorify with praises your Lord and ask his forgiveness. Indeed, he is accepting of the repentant. Very beautiful, very important statements, because here we need to remember, based upon the entire chain of prophets, whenever we are reading the prophecy of Muhammad, we must also be always thinking of the prophets he loved and whose word, God's word, through them he was devoted to as well. And acknowledged genuine believers wherever you find them. Because as we know also from the Quran, there is no people whom Allah has left without a witness. And we know that men and women of conscience, men and women of God's spirit, men and women who are devoted to their families, to their countries, and to the people of the world, they represent that genuine faith. The multitudes are not just the multitudes at the time of the Prophet Muhammad. It goes back to all of the gatherings that Allah creates, and there were many. And the Quran helps us see that there is a world of communities that Allah creates, not based on politics, not based on cultural pride, but upon Allah's almighty and gracious will. And we must ever remind ourselves of this, because we can be discouraged. We can see our beloved brothers and sisters harmed by the powers of this world. And I would also like to read together with those Quran, very important Quran verses, just a few verses from Apostle Paul, chapter 12 of his epistle to the Romans. I know you will love these verses. Chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you will be able to attest, that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect will. We love the scripture. We love the love of God, which has given us the ability to not only know his will, but also proclaim his will. A few of you might know me and my work in Iran. It was the privilege of my privilege and my wife's privilege. We often travel there together to be in Tehran and Mashhad. We were not able to go as, if you know the time, February 23 this year till March 23. And as COVID was beginning to oppress different parts of the world, we were not able to go to my very, very dear friends and close colleagues in Qom. But, you know, there is a testimony there also, because the reason why the infection came to Qom was because compassionate ministers from Qom were going to Western China to comfort their brothers and sisters under an oppression we do have no idea. Yes, the empires of the world make all kinds of deals with the devil. And as the Epistle of James says in the New Testament, the wrath of man cannot accomplish the righteousness of God. And like the Quran, we are constantly summoned morning and evening, be children of Salam. So it was out of mercy and generosity and hospitality that unfortunately these believers got infected. And it's been hard in Qom. And I cried many times not being able to see my friends there and work with them. But yes, Abrahamic studies is a big part. I started out as a Christian theologian. I still am. For many, many, many years, I have worked as one of the founders of maybe the movement you've heard of, scriptural reasoning. It should only be practiced by faithful believers in Revelation from the chain of prophets. This became also the basis for comparative theology. But ultimately, Abrahamic studies says, wait, it's too clear that the overlapping promises, prophecies, the same promises, the same character of faith, the same character of love and devotion, the same battle within our hearts to purify them. These are all things that just we cannot ignore anymore. I like to say, if my own religion, Christianity, which is really not a separate religion, if you really think about it, nor is Islam, nor is Judaism, because we claim to be disciples of the first prophet, the one that the Quran states was empowered and endued with a scripture that is Father Abraham. Each of our testaments testify to his faith as the exemplar. So we see it coming over and over again. The brother before spoke of the century of revival, the individual that comes to help stimulate and call back and to focus and to encourage believers who have been struggling. Because in this world, we will always struggle. We must always remember the eschatological orientation of the Quran. It is always pushing us to focus not on the past, but on the future, the coming reign of God, that on the last day will sort everything out. And it will be shaped entirely by compassion and a victory unlike all past victories. We need to keep that in mind. Because, of course, Shia faith is dynamically oriented to those end-time appearances of the signs of God's completion for this period of history. The expectation of the Mahdi is not the expectation of renewal each century. And we know also that the Quran affirms the second coming of Il-Masih Isa. And we wish we had more information, but we have enough to know that our confidence is in the God of all time, of all creation, and of all creatures, who has planned for a merciful end for all those who will humble themselves. In North America, things are very, very difficult right now. But I would agree with the commentator who is a real believer, David Brooks, who just yesterday said, it's very, very clear that the protests, not just in North America, but in Europe and in many parts of the world, they are leading to a real change. And we understand that from the prophets, from the Holy Quran. We understand it. It's been a difficult 40 years, 50 years. The 20th century was marked by terrible, terrible empire and violence, military violence. I remember when the concern kept coming after 9/11. One of the best voices was Ayatollah al-Sistani at that time, in recent years, saying, please help us. As horrible and wretched as terrorism is, inspired by any religion and the false attribution of the word Islam by any terrorist to his or her own movement, al-Sistani would say, but please, Westerners, help us to understand the religions were involved in World War II and World War I. And the massacres were beyond counting. I was watching this past week a very interesting documentary on a forgotten leader. North America had a very, very serious war in the 19th century. It was a war over the institution of slavery and its destruction. And we had religious people on both sides. And Abraham Lincoln, the president of peace, first had to be a president of war. And it was just heartbreaking. And one of his most famous statements was, here they are, the two armies and the believers in their armies praying to the same God for the same victory against the other. That's what our present world is like. There are righteous causes. There is a fight that happens as a last resort. I think that's very basic to our Abrahamic ethic. Try all other means, if possible, avoid war. The person that was forgotten was his general, Abraham Lincoln's general, Ulysses S. Grant. And I would really, you know, it's history, so it's always, always messy. But I would really advocate looking at it and the humility of the man under whom so many hundreds of thousands lost their lives on the battlefield. Tens of thousands. It was a very horrible war. But it also made me think about something that was also in a way very close to civil war, and that was the conflict between Iran and Iraq. One of my dearest friends, you know, has taken me to the mosque in Iran where his brother, together with hundreds of other soldiers, lie respectively buried. This was a very, very difficult time, and a very difficult in the world we already know is very difficult. And we know that until it's very important how that war ended with the ceasefire. And that as much as we know Allah, Allah's perfection rules over all things, we are but creatures. And even the most humble, the most accomplished, the most holy, the most empowered cannot achieve divine perfection until the revelation of that perfection on the last day. And until then, we live for a little while, we die. We love the example of a truly exemplary person. Yet we must keep moving ahead. We have been talking about human rights, and part of my work all my life has been the priority of God in all human affairs. And yet, the benevolence of God, who creates us, and the angels have to prostrate, and gives us responsibilities that he gives no other creatures, and authorities and powers and so on. And so that war had to come to an end. But you know, every time I'm there, together with the other mourners, our hearts are breaking because they're so visible. Much of the art of Tehran is dedicated, public art is dedicated. And we need to constantly remember God blesses the peacemakers above the warriors. Ali is a demonstration of that. And so, at this time when we are thinking, okay, the hallmarks of faith in the past are very inspiring. What's going on now? We've been talking about human rights, and I'm very, very impressed by the 2018 document authored by the massive scholarly committees of President Rouhani and the Iranian Charter. This is a very beautiful statement. It's as good as any in the world. But what's especially good is how it begins with acknowledging above all else that Allah is the governor of all. It reads, absolute sovereignty in the preamble, in the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, absolute sovereignty over the world and the human being belongs to God. And it is he who has made human beings sovereign over their social destiny. And that is where true faith comes in. Our sovereignty is not secular. Our sovereignty is not based on technology, is not based upon our worldly documents, but upon the divinely inspired document of Scripture. We don't have to impose that because Allah has already imposed that. That's why the Holy Quran, in one of the most important statements to the whole world, states there is no coercion in religion. It's extremely important because as the seal of prophecy, It also is summarizing lessons given by God's Spirit in the 6 centuries since the time of Jesus and the apostles. And now there are very, very special lessons that come in the Quran. And these things get worked out. The greatest scholars like Al-Farabi, Ibn Arabi, etc., they all contributed to a document like the Iranian Charter of Rights. As a teacher, as a scholar, all the statements of human rights, like my brother said in the previous, all of them are on paper. And people will say, oh, you know, things are so far from these rights, why even talk about it? Because very serious, very humble scholars contributed that document at the summons of the Iranian people in 2018. And that humility and respect for revelation and for the human being, the way Allah has made the human being, is very evident. And like all statements of human rights, they are drafted by sacrificial people, people who prefer the needs of others over their own. And we recognize them. We are not afraid of them because they are willing to lay down their lives in service for Allah and humanity. And I hope that this is a time where we can reflect on what our faith is doing today. Because there was a time in the life of every exemplar, whether it's in the Ahlul Bayt, wherever it is, wherever the chain of prophecy has reached people and they hear it from the heart and they obey it. So it's really, really important. I like to say Christianity can make no progress anymore without the other Abrahamic believers in a peaceful relationship, really a loving and compassionate relationship. I would say that, I think it's fair to say that about Islam and Judaism as well. One of the great experiences that I have in Iran is that long, long before and unchanged in the Islamic commitment of the Iranian people is their commitment to the other Abrahamic communities. Some of the healthiest churches and synagogues in the Middle East are in Iran. You don't have to worry about whether adequate police protection is there. And the living faith of those other Abrahamic believers are right there, going back millennia. A lot of people in the West don't know that. And it's something I'm proud of on behalf of the Iranian people. And I look forward to our continuing relationship. Because without focusing on divine grace and mercy, our message, our faith, can become obscured by our conflicts. This is what happened with ISIL. And we must not allow that to happen. Yes, people need to be defended. Countries need to have good use of authority to constrain against the worst evils. But the believers. Notice how the Surah 110 ends with the praise of Allah and Allah's love for the human being, but the human being who repents, the human being who turns away from the idolatry of the world to the worship of the one true God. Thank you for your attention for this opportunity. and wishing you every blessing until we have another opportunity. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Professor Richardson, for your words of prudence and your time. Our well wishes will follow you everywhere.